We're going to begin our study of the Son of God. So, when we will try to read on, we take some time to get to the Son of God. This word which I think we expect to study. Just bring something wrong. Maybe to live a good person from outside the time of meeting. When the person lasted 15 minutes in the life, the person was talking and praising and talking. You cannot stay in the school again. So it was very obvious. He was so talking, we have to have a good people to meet. So I think the period is going to be what makes it easier in the world. The last expression is going to be going forward. Jim John Wolf's movie. She's now in sharing the church that she was. And in the correct form, which is basically the problem is in the correct form. So, she said to me, this is a good idea. There's no complications in here, there's no complications. The intensive care of the women, what complications in the case? She's not sterile, she's susceptible, you know, I'm aware of the evidence, asking what the women is. So I had a medical review today, and I was told by the doctor, it's quite advice. He says there are three things to diabetes. One, you have a piece of diabetes. He says you also get those strikers. And he said that procedure I had, this time it took away 9 points. 60% of that pre-cancer is cancer. So I asked him what happened to this is what you do. Every year, the budget says, no. Very specifically, you don't get it. You get it, you wait, no matter if it's not a few years, you get it. You get it. You get it. This is just a reminder to us of how much we need the Lord to help us. Our focus is the Lord to help us well. With the Lord, well, let's pray for this. Begin our family for this year, as we pray for the Lord. Jeremy, the deal is coming up to love the path. Our Father, we thank you that you're here this evening to meet your word, to study, to see how our minds are further challenged. To dwell on you, to focus on you, pray that you will bless us at the same time. Pray that you will speak to us to help us to think of other things to become people, more and more people, people. Thinking of Jerry, who is right now. Pray that the father's doctors and doctor, and some family. We pray that you will comfort fellow and fellow teachers. Father, we pray that you bless our program for this week and week. Pray that it will be a year that we will learn the deeper lessons. Pray that we draw closer to you
we ask you for this. We pray that you will help strengthen us. Jesus.
Okay, we begin the study of the book of Sakya. This would be a good place to study Sakya. Now, I need to help you to see certain things about this book of Sakya. Because some of the Sakya is so familiar. Sometimes when people become so familiar, you learn nothing. I think it's interesting. So the challenge is to approach it from a fresh, new angle. I've begun writing on this book of Psalms to the Indian where you can apply it from a different angle, looking at it, refresh it, looking at what you want to study. Two things that we want to consider. One, faith. Two, fruit. Okay, so let us be our focus. When our faith becomes stronger, becomes more real, so let there be fruit in our life. I think this is something that we want to consider. Okay? So the idea of faith. So let our faith be challenged, let there be fruit in our hearts, in our life, very much. Now, why do we want to study the Psalms? Let there be a personal reason. Let there be a practical understanding and approach towards these things here. And hopefully it will become very, very practically uplifting to all of us. If that's what we want to do. So, okay. Now, I enlisted six different aspects, and there are other things you can use that about how to look at the Psalms. There are Psalms which are purely prayer. There are Psalms which are praise, and very often these. Some Psalms are very strong on position, some Psalms describe problem, some Psalms are imprecatory, which can be quite challenging to study, and some Psalms are messianic. And you'll find that sometimes they're interspersed inside all of these things here. So they're not really pure one or the other. It's often a mix of them. Just to let you give you a quick one. There are many, many things to look for, and each one has its own fascination if you look to look at. Okay? David is one of the major contributors. And then, of course, there's Solomon. Psalm 127 is actually Solomon, a Solomonic psalm. And then Psalm 90, Moses, and the Psalms of Asaph, if you study them, you can quite a bit, which is all about hope. You tell me you remember them, I will give you a prize. And if I were to reverse it, I would have many prizes. Psalms of Korah, also a whole series of them, and then some of them were on this. Some of the anonymous Psalms, to me, most of them are probably beginning. And then somewhere along the line, you will enter, put in the entry properly, and then it will be given. Some of the Psalms are so similar that no names were attached, but they're probably what it was. Okay? Well, let's then look at Psalm 1. Okay. This is an important thing. So, some of the things that we want to study, for example, you see that. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man. Right? Psalm 41. Blessed is he who considers the poor. Okay? And you will see this whole idea. Blessed is. And you begin to realize that actually these are what we call observations. In Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the world. Okay? And so you take a look at some of these things here and you begin to realize that these are expressions of things which the psalmist notes in life. And this, I call these notations that the psalmist is observing life. And he's not, you know, there are those who are blessed and those who are not blessed. It's a very simple beginning. Blessed are
embraces the family. Okay, and then of course we take a look at this whole idea of the activity. So we're going to try to read this very, very carefully in his observations. Right? So blessed the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers. Now this type of psalms are actually very, most of them are very proverbial type. Okay, you see this in some way. My son, if sinners entice you, don't consent. Right, there you go. So this is some, this is Proverbs 1, right from the start. A lot of the psalms are like that. They are didactic in nature. They are really meant for instruction. They're just meant to be, okay, this is what it is. I want to instruct you on some of these matters here. Okay, who was not in the council of the ungodly, in the path of sinners, in the seats of the scornful. Now, it doesn't mean that these are the only people, it's just that they're very common all over the place. They're just there. Okay? And word proverb is the word council, and path, and seat. So first we identify who these people are. They are ungodly. And that they are people who are sinful. They are people who are scornful. Now, we take a look at the counsel of the ungodly. Believe me, the counsel of the ungodly is anywhere and everywhere all the time. You can hear all these things, you can hear this over BBC. You have advice all over the place. It's counsel, it's just floating in the air. And that's all there is. And so the challenge is to realize, look at these things here, and okay, now what do we see? And this is where, you know, counsel is just given. Then people ask me, why do you need to go to those things? I did mine 5 years ago. If I did mine 5 years ago, today I was 5 years. Today I will be able to follow. You see, it's not counsel of the ungodly as you know, an awfully bad advice. It's not. It's a question of counsel. And biblical counsel and counsel from outside the world is really, really quite different. And this is something that is really, really challenging for us to consider. Who walks not the counsel? You will see all of there are grandmother's advice, grandpa's advice, old wives' tales, and they're all true counsel. I mean, we just sometimes quote them. Right? You know, you always have your vitamin C helps you. All the physical tests of vitamin C, nothing proven is an injury. Exactly. If people die by it, they swear by it, still, it is counsel. Not necessarily godly, it's just counsel. So you've got to understand. So they are, you've got to watch the people. So this one thing to look for people. Okay, they may not be ungodly, but still, we can look at a counsel. What's a counsel like? That is interesting. So today I bore witness to somebody. And this person is a trained counselor. So I say, this is how we counsel the church. We use the scriptures. Okay. But you know, counseling is that. I say, is that in counseling? Well, what's that? Okay, I will tell you. Well, you know what? It's interesting to see how this will work out. And this is something that he wants to consider. Right? So it's where we can we then put it. That is the difference. The counsel of the godly is on the scriptures. Otherwise, it's just counsel. And I hope you understand this. You know, so they will all be like Chinese, but if you want good eyes, then you must keep fish eyes. You know, if you want better liver, then you must take liver. If you want to write better, you know, you want to never eat chickens. Otherwise, you know, chicken skins here. But then there are other people who say, you want strong meat, you want to eat those things. So you don't complain. Now, counsel is counsel. In fact, question is, what do we listen to? So the three categories would be the ungodly, the sinful, the scornful. We know who these are. Okay, we don't want to listen. But wait a minute, what about counsel? You see, so sometimes we just listen counsel of the ungodly as if it's only the counsel to the ungodly. But supposing it's just counsel, we still need to evaluate it. And I hope you understand this. And you need to go a little bit of time, go a little bit deeper here. So counsel may not always be there. That is something that we want to consider very, very, very important. Okay? So listen, then is the path. So the path may not suddenly be simple, but just a path that you don't want to walk. So doctor says, okay, you'll probably do another school for me next year again. So yeah, the nurses say, okay, we'll see you at that year next year. You know, the Bible will calculate just the number of problems that they can raise with the last number of years. It will be staggering. So, path. So it's okay. So what path is it? Okay, don't eat late at night. It's okay, that's done. I am not eating anything late at night. That is really good. Okay, so there are lots of things. These are the path. So it's not just simply part of the, simple. You're going to work very, very carefully. Just path. You study them very carefully. And evaluate them. And that is the challenge of the path. And then, of course, where you should seek your discomfort. It's not as a scornful, it's whatever you're seeking. And that sitting, when you have the seat that you sit on, if that is going to be something that is not going to be good for you, well, then it's something you need to consider very, very good. Okay, so we're going to go a bit deeper. The point of it all is an end of all. What's the fruit of it all? I do rest. Right? So the obvious would be 1, 2, 3. Then the not so obvious would be the counsel, the path, and the seed. You want to ask yourself, what is the end of it all? Are you blessed? Where's the fruit? Because if this is not bad or good. But are you blessed? Is there fruit? We'll take this up a little bit more. We'll go on to this idea of this. This is the imagery. Okay? Like a tree planted by the river. Fruitful. And that is the challenge. Okay? So if we, at the end of the day, we are still not that tree, then we must ask ourselves, okay, now, did I, 1, 2, 3, I avoided the sinful, I avoided all the other things, I'm still not getting to where I am, where I want to be. Right? So this is important. So I can end up with, what do I end up with? Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 17. And we will see this and appreciate it. Let's take a look at this. Chapter 17. We take a look at this. Okay. This verse 5, thus saith the Lord. Now this is something to end on. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. Very good. See, it's not in someone. But imagery is, look at this verse. Blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord, he shall be like a tree planted by the Lord. You see, so Jeremiah takes the idea of someone and extends it. You see, that's what we're going to try and study and we look at the science. Right? So we're going to try and go at a deeper level and see whether we can understand this better in greater depth. So now the opposite of being blessed, obviously, is being cursed. Now some of them did not. So he trusts in them. Right? So the counsel can be suspended. If the counsel is given, if not the godly person, is still the counsel is met. And I base whatever I base upon that. Well, but it's not the need to listen. Mixed flesh is strength. Right? Mixed flesh is strength. Whose heart departs from the Lord. Opposite of tree planted shrub. Wow, that's a pretty scary imagery. What are you, shrub or tree? He shall not see when good comes, shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land which is not inhabited. And what's his problem? He trusts in men, not God. You see, that's the whole problem. So he can trust in his own flesh. He can trust in himself. He can trust in his own reasoning. He can trust in what he believes in. It's the problem. And so that places us not just the ungodly. The external influence must be noted. The ungodly, the sinful, the scornful. But what about those who are not in that category? What if we place our trust in people, in it could be anything, it could be books, it could be, well, you know, the person's a very wise person, not going to listen, but it could be anyone, it could be anything. But at the end of it all, our heart is departed from the Lord, and our trust is not. Then there's no blessing for that. Can it happen to you? The answer is yes. So it's not just the ungodly, the sinful, the scornful. Remember, someone is not just looking at this area. There are other things to be considered, and this is what we are looking at very, very, very carefully. Okay? And then so we ask ourselves, is the person still alive? Yeah, but where is he? Wilderness. Okay? Now, in Israel, I don't know whether you've heard. We've heard a word called Shabra. Or Sabra. Sabra is especially a shrub. But you know, amongst the Sabra is, there was actually a whole book written about Sabra. All in praise of the Sabra. Now it's interesting, it's written by a Jewish writer. And is this the Sabra is to be valued by? Because it's alive. Yes, it is in the wilderness, but he survives. He survives through everything. To the person being a survivor in Israel, the Sabra. You know, in Western Australia, one of the suburbs there. There was a restaurant called Sabra. It's out for me and kids and things like that. Right? It was for Sabra. Nothing great about it. Remember, the survivor, you know, he didn't expect anything great to come up with it. But it was actually Sabra. And it was interesting. You see? So this is the idea. So they praised Sabra. Scripture says this is not. You see, in other words, you can survive. You can make things, you can live on these things here. But you know this. You see the whole idea? So blesses the man is not just to look at, okay, I comfort myself, I walk down to the council of the godly, I'm not a part of sinners, not sitting in the scornful, I'm not there. But I'm extending it to a little bit more over here. Into counsel, path, and seed. And then further, Jeremiah 17. Do I trust in man? Do I trust in my armor of mortal flesh? Do I trust in myself? At the end of it all, do I? And if I do, then I'm going to be like a child. You know, guess what? I'm not going to do anything. You see, so this is the challenge of all. We ask ourselves, what that really is all about. Someone talks about the chef and fruit. Of course, jam is just the husk. You know, if he wants his burger, what's the chef for? That is good. Why? Because he uses it to start fire. So they need chef. In fact, our organization uses chef primarily until no more chef. And they use his gas tank and things like that. But for the longest time, they use chef because it's useful. Harvest time, you buy all the cheap stuff and then use it to make the fire. Of course, then it also fire for the period. So we are going to use other means, but you know it was useful. So you can always find a use for something, but that would not be the point of imagery. The point of imagery is to highlight the idea of the flesh. You can use it for fire, you can use it for food, right? Well, this has been all challenged for a long. But let's take a look at this. Seven. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. And this is where we really need challenge. Okay, and so this one, and to other things said to me, he said, you can be careful of your diet, you can defeat your demons. Okay, you can exercise a little bit more, you have to come and call each other. So I said, look at it, I didn't realize what you say. Not going to be able to overcome this reason. It's not going to be solved. It's nothing. What can I do? I would have to trust him. Okay. So if someone wrote to me and I'd say, how do you doubt? And I said, whatever the result, I'm going to trust him. Okay. Nobody wants to hold them that they are my promise from you. And all the chances are all. What are you doing? You say, okay, now this is something that we need to know. How do we trust the Lord? Okay? Whose hope is in the Lord? In other words, we don't know the future, but our focus is our trust in the Lord. Our focus is our hope in the Lord and nothing else. There's really nothing else to do. What else can I do? Okay, no suffering. Okay, no problem. I have not been suffering for decades now. Do you want to? I mean, seriously, I mean, don't take all of them. But you see, there's, you can go so far and no more. Okay? So, this is something that he wants to do. So, what do we do? He shall be like a tree. The focus is the trust in the Lord. Right? And this is important, whose hope is in the Lord. And he shall be like a tree planted by the water. This is someone which is very, very, very obvious. And then, okay. Now, someone does not talk about roots, it just assumes it. Now, this is an interesting story that I read about a person who was. Had a plantation over and they were planting oranges in California. They produce a lot of this kind of places. And so all the other people, they just watered their plant, just watered it. What he did, he approached it differently. He gave them water sparingly. You need water. You can't, you can drink this, but there's. But one day, drought came. The drought can keep bringing that. California is in a drought for 4 years. Technically, it's drought 4 years old. Even though the sun rain, it's not enough. So it was a very, very serious problem. The other oranges began to shrivel, became small, many people, plantations collapsed. This group. And they asked him, well, how is it the oranges are the same? They are rich, they're good, and you know, everybody is suffering except you. What is the US secret? Water supply somewhere? And he said, what is your secret? My secret is from them, the roots of the sun people. Because I don't give them enough water, the root automatically searches for water. The root functions in two ways. One, to hold the plant. Two, it must search for its own nutrients, its own water supply. And that's what it did. And when it found its water supply, there was very little need from the external, from the outside. Well, that's what we do here. Roots bind the river. We often assume, well, you know, there's a river, and we assume that there must be irrigation. No point blind by the river, there's no irrigation. No, no, no. The intended idea is that the roots will go into the depths and then find the water supply of its own. Okay? And this is, they will not fear when heat comes, when the drought comes. Its leaf will be green, it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Whoever it was who had the orange plantation, they have read the scriptures, they have come to this text and say, this is good stuff. And that's what he did. And so it grew deeper. And the challenge is to read the word of God and ask what it is. Whether we are doing these things as we should. Because there is another text that we will read in Psalm 92 that talks about this idea of the tree too. More fresh, flourishing, fruitful. But since we're going to study this Psalm, we'll come to it later on. We'll come to it back. You know, it's important for us to understand how we look at these things here. Okay. And it is good for us to ask ourselves, how can we improve our own prayer life of all these things here? That would be absolutely important. Okay. Well, let me go back to, go on further a little bit into Psalm, Jeremiah 17, a little bit, okay, and think about these things here. Right? So there are times when we need to be like Jeremiah and say to the Lord, Lord, heal me and I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be saved. Now it doesn't mean that you're not saved. It means that you really need to be extricated from some of the situations that were there in this life. And there were many, many problems that we had to face during this time. Okay, so you just need to bear in mind. So let's go back to Psalm 1 a little bit. Okay, so he shall be like a tree, Jeremiah 17, and then planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaf shall not wither, whatever he does, it shall prosper. Okay, so this is the idea of a study of the Bible. So we want to ask ourselves, as we look at Psalm 2017, what do we want this year to be like? And I think it is good for us to think of, okay, I want to be like this person described to me. Okay, now please remember, Psalm 1 does not cover every aspect. Okay, it does not cover everything. So you say, okay, I don't walk, I don't stand, I don't sit. What do I do? I close. You cannot say things like that either. You know, so you have to understand. So it doesn't cover all the aspects. So you need to look at other new things in your life and you have to ask yourself, okay? At the end of it all, it is found in verse 6. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. And the word know is not necessarily the idea of, okay, I know. Of course, the Lord knows. It's not omniscience that we are talking about. It is the idea of acknowledgement. The idea that, okay, the Lord says, okay, I know your way, and I approve of your way, and I'm going to bless your way. Now, that's what we are talking about. Okay. So, Psalm 1 is actually an introduction of a whole series of Psalms that will come, that will describe the person who is blessed. Okay? And this is just only the beginning. You must read someone as the beginning of something rather than it is the sum total of everything. It's not. It is just introductory. Okay, so this is something that you need to bear in mind, that is essentially an introductory idea. In other words, there are two categories of people. You know, instead of the have and the have nots. You know, that's how we know them. This is the poor and the rich. You know, that kind of classification. This one would be those whom the Lord will acknowledge and bless, and those whom the Lord would not. See, so there are many ways of looking at this, at how we can structure and look at life over here, and the challenge is to look at. Now, the idea is the person will be blessed. Okay, so we begin here. Okay, now I'm going to check my list. Okay, this is what the company of friends that I have. Okay, now I want to watch my company of friends. Part of this, I godly, simple, these are the people who are meeting for him. Now I got to get away from that company. Okay, then I can evaluate counsel, I'm going to evaluate path, I'm going to evaluate seats. What am I sitting on? What am I doing? This is important here. Again, here. Then we go on further and what's okay now. This is something compared. What is be blessed? And then we look at a tree idea. We're going to check. What's my root system like? We're going to check. What my leaves like? We're going to check. Am I fruitful? You see? So someone is basically introductory in many more ways than one for the whole book of Psalms rather than by itself. It's not. Right? So we have to also check again and again. So fruitful. Now, let's say there's going to be a season of drought. So what do we do with that season? Okay, so we send some books over to the beginning. And the person said, Master, you said we are short, we see the book. That's it. As far as Singapore is concerned, we have sent nothing. Okay, it went off a long time ago. The problem is your country. It's really the problem with your country, you know, that the office is more than books. And it's very, 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 very hard. I said, no problem, it's not the country. Now, if the person doesn't want to deliver, it's not the site. It's not the people who are unfortunate. So you're going to check. So he said, please check on your side. I said, we can go. We can tell you, it's gone. But whether you would write your country is a different story. And whether after it stays in your country, whether it's going to move from one place or another, is another problem. So it's not. So you're going to check. So you're going to check the root system, you're going to check whether it's river by the river. I hope it's not a polluted river somewhere, you know, because you're used to be a polluted river somewhere. So you're going to check all these things very, very carefully. The key idea is to check. Are you, that's what we ask. Where's the faith? Where's the root? So at the end of the day, there isn't that fruit that we can speak of. And somewhere along the line is not. Something's not right. Okay, so these are your basics. So you have the basics of that. So we want to check, okay, I want to ask the wrong doctor, okay, what can I do? What else can I do? Okay, how can I prevent it? You can't prevent it. You can only prevent it going further. Prevent it from getting worse. Can I actually prevent it? If I take a lot of vitamin C going on, okay, if I end up exposed. That is a reality. So, what do I do with it? So, it's going to need a vigil, a due diligence to be able to check. Make sure that it's not going to go back. Because otherwise, I'm going to end up. So, don't worry about it. You know, you can't. You just have to get it back. So, there are many, many things. So, we need someone and we have to apply to ourselves. How do we go about this? Okay? See, the challenge to reach someone is to, well, one of the good things to do is analyze. What do I do with it? But it's actually not very hard to try, so we think, we'll try it and see whether we can do it. And then begin here. But remember, someone is not everything. It doesn't tell you everything. And so there will be challenges. Okay, there will be drought. It's some guidance. What do I do? Won't speak. How can you speak? Can't. Really speaking. Don't come to church. So I'm doing all the things I should not be doing. But I have to do this because we have to do what else? There's a comfort. The Lord knows. You know, this is one of those things. It's just wonderful to know that the Lord knows. Okay, He knows this way. Okay? So this is, in other words, the road of way, in other words, you're trying to walk the right. But He acknowledges that you're making all the effort to walk the right. And the Lord Himself will do His part, okay? And He will acknowledge. The blessings will come, the fruit will come, but the way of the ungodly, that will come. That one is very clear and it will grow. Now, it does not mean that righteous will then just have no problem, no difficulties, no challenges. No, we have all challenges. Right? But we still want to understand how to appreciate and how to apply this. The question is, what do we do? And this is my challenge to all of us. Let's really cultivate lives that would truly the Lord do this. In Jeremiah 17, let this life be blessed. And this is something that is important. Right? So watch your heart. Am I trusting in man? Am I trusting in my flesh? Am I? Yeah, this is important, something that we need to look at very, very, very carefully. What can we do? I can tell you more. I used to be on eye drop to prevent from glaucoma. So every night. Now to bring down the IOD now. It's not coming up. Not much. Probably not. So now the 2 drops. Twice a day. More than just once a day. And it still doesn't improve the other one's time to do it 3 times. Because the IOD is my level, not to do it. I can end up flat. So these are the challenges. So what do we do? Right? I mean, you can say, okay, take away the glaucoma problem. Come. They will remove the IOP of the FHB. Nice to be 14 or 15, I mean. I've eradicated that MF. You know, always in the business. Rarely speaking. Not good. It's too high. Okay, nothing much. So you try to live very carefully. I will do it more carefully. And so you just do everything you possibly can. May the Lord bless. Don't take the blessings of all for granted. So you know you're very conscious. You can do right. You're very conscious. You can answer. And the signs, the challenges are already there. What do? You learn to hope. You learn to trust. You learn to make sure you don't place your trust in the part of the flesh, of a man, of any kind. So take me, take that. And they all mean well, but at the end of the day, it is the Lord who must bless. Or the Lord. You know what it's going to be like, but that's what it is. There's so many challenges here and the life of God. Let's cultivate that life with God. Okay, let's cultivate that life that will become fruitful. But let's just simply bear with us wherever we can. So today this is a whole thing here. I'm telling you what I do. Okay, that's all I can do. What the Lord wants me to do. Let me do that. Right? And then I don't want to be ashamed of my faith in the Lord, what I do for the Lord. I'm just going to do it. Right? So, whether you're a nurse or you're a doctor, you do go back. Are you hoping that this is not that fast in the Lord?
They may not understand what you're talking about, but
they're not impressed with you.
And will exercise their faith and they'll try to look for all these things.
You know, you begin to do lines, but this is important for us.
I was reading this class listening here this morning. Listen to the 2 Corinthians chapter 12. What a wonderful book is new chapter it was. Okay? And so this is important. And it is very interesting to me. Chapter 12, where this messenger of Satan was given to not buffet, okay, this is very important. The word here is to lift. You know what? You know what's the meaning of buffet? Buffet means to beat you. You know, the way it comes down, and this is a word. This is the buffet of the person. Let me say, to come down to the person. So he says, the Lord, the angel of Satan, was sent to buffet me. Alright? So that I would not be exalted for my measure. Then he said, he asked the Lord 3 times that he might depart. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you. And his strength is made perfect in weakness, which is a big paradox. Now, in verse 9, that is interesting. Most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now, this word rest is a very peculiar word. You remember how in John 1:14, as the word became flesh and dwelt among men. You know, literally was that the Lord tabernacled among us. This came out of word. This is the word there. That is really amazing if you think about it. Okay? So what really he was saying here was very, very interesting. I was just rereading this. Says, well, you know, you go to the beginning, you shouldn't have said, I'll take it forever. So you, that's why you call me patient. So I opened my book, patiently read. So, and the word, and the power of Christ may tabernacle. Wow. So the Lord's power is really going to tabernacle over you. It's just like, this is going to be your shelter. Very interesting. Same word is kenoho in we read the John 1, and a word dwelt among us. You know, and this is just so fascinating. They study and say, oh, wow, that's interesting. Word, is kenoho word is used by him. Go back to John 1, and that's a word that is kenoho, to rest upon you. See, so there is grace, there is power, and there is weakness. Right? So weakness is the flesh. They're born in the flesh. And there's nothing we can do about it. Okay? Not going to take it away. You can ask the Lord and say, oh, okay, then fight. So but then there is a power promise. But then there is a grace to be given. You're going to find it. And it's going to tabernacle over you. I don't think it's good. I don't know about you, but it's probably very, very opportunity. That's a good news, part of the bad news. Right? So that when we take a look at it, we begin to realize, wow, you know what, we want to move away from, of course, the ungodly, the sinful, the responsible. I want to check counsel, I want to check path, I want to check seat. You know? And what am I going to check out? I want to ask myself, does my heart incline to believe in this thing here? Am I resting myself in the arm of the flesh? Okay, then we check very, very carefully, check my heart, because the heart is very deceitful above all things. That's very wicked. 17:9, same context there. So then we'll check. Am I really trusting the Lord? Okay, now, is the Lord's power and grace sheltering me, my head, my temper? Wow, that is quite a challenge. See, it's just a definite danger here. So then, what am I going to do? My roots are going to have to be very, very.
Okay, so then will come a season, I fear very much, there will come a season, a time to come, when the health will be even more challenged. Okay, ever since the AAA project, I think I have the most number of times to come. So I saw the person coming, looks very healthy, looks very young, very healthy, 50 minutes. I knew already, okay, get up for 50 minutes. So the reason I'm alright, we get a coffee because it will be on the road to the doctor to see the start. Because by the time I could do it, this blue thing here, I don't know what you want to see blue. I have no idea what to see blue. I really had to get out from there. I just couldn't do it. It was absolutely crazy. The moment, the further I got away from where it was, right now. So I'm just so glad. I can't believe it. Well, this is a challenge. But when I come to the world time still, but I still have the middle one, absolutely. Why? Because this is the world time still, too. It's like the day, exactly. Okay, so this is something that we can have. So the challenge, what do we have for 27 years ago? I don't know how you want to do it. I don't see it. I think we need to encourage people to come. But let's try it. Yeah, let's try it. Because up there, people don't want to go. Well, let's encourage people to come. And if you come to Friday, come for Bible study. So we're going to have it here. So that we can encourage people. This is our challenge. To be that true. To be that person who has. To have our good Stephen. You know, every way, any way that we can. So that we can really make this year out. Now, we all went to the food for coming, but in due season. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to pray for Dr. Ainsley. On Sunday night, we will leave for India. I guess I'm a little bit even more cautious as to who we want to be on for India. Your company is the food I have, I mean, the schedule I have. All these things is really harder for me to be part of all these things. So this is something that we have to help. That's great, instead. Then our trust will be in the Lord, and nothing else has been great. Okay, so last of the we're very excited, and we're asking also to purchase some of those other things here. Let's pray and trust the Lord. And this looks like from one church in North Visubasa, he's going to clearly now 120 people confirmed coming from Visubasa for teaching. So then we're going to have 2-3 buses would be needed to bring from them to over to the future. So all of them are very, very excited when they are meeting and they pray. I don't know who, how many people will come. Right up to now. I didn't plan for that. At least we know that one should be able to do it. That's good. That's good to see the chief pray very much for the chief doing it. The testimonies that we need to get given. The teaching. So, we met with the beginning of the she will be also beginning the testimonies. And then Moses and Eugene will be helping to expose you and teach as well. So maybe it will be my challenge for them. I will also be teaching with them. So maybe the people that's engaged as well. So it's a great challenge. But lots of things to think about. Then let's see, I'm looking after. I will be putting into my care. Asking people to prepare for family camp and read Jeremiah. 2 chapters a day, I hope you know. From here to that, for 60 days. Jeremiah only 50 days, 50 chapters. So we have 2 chapters a day. At least we have met Jeremiah before we maybe the deal of Christ. Honestly say, I have read Jeremiah. I hope you will not use a fan. But they have done this regions and they have ripped to everybody. There's a friend on there that is very good. But you don't give money to ask people to meet ahead of time and say, it's an open space mind to meet people after that. When you're living 30 years single, it becomes quite challenging to. Not that if I preach all messages, nobody jokes. Because it's been forgotten already. But no, that's not. But I don't remember, so I don't want to do that. But I do want to ask you a question. And the best thing is here, everything. They want to leave you right on the before night. And I'm just glad that nobody is sick. I mean, how can they do this grooving and breathing and not, you know, be guilty of loose living? I don't know how they can not call, not understand how they can just. I'm just really thankful that no mishap, no nobody in the church, at least not serious. As we go to the last part of it, sometimes we can pray last. Sometimes a lot of time, finally, it's not good. The people were then walking the next cement. They went to the fish pond to collect the water. So the problem is not to do that. And I think we told them that. But they did it again a week after that. So now the pond is more functional. Start off with the day, clean it up again. And hopefully, after the thing is done, hopefully, we will bring back some fish again. I've grown quite a number of batches of coins, all from very small things that we have given to. And then start again, give it to you, start again. If you want to follow your writing, it's very happy to give it to you. That gives me excitement. Let's look for it. March 18th dedication. So we're planning for that as well. Very much the preparation. March 14th will be deeply involved in that. That's why we can come to make tea. Hot water. You cannot put a tea bag in cold water. Nothing will come out. It must be hot water. The hotter the better. Then the flavor will come out. This one is. Okay, okay, this might be this record. So we all really have the feedback as you might be listening. So if you notice what kind of feedbacks they have, what flavor you need to know. Be interested to see how they all do that. But really, pretty great the more growth and coming to the class. So let's begin this new year with the revolution. Someone will become an introductory to us to make this year a special year of prayer, a special year of seeing the Lord blessing, a special year of seeing how we can walk with the Lord, a special year of trust the Lord's blessing. Because, as I look at my hometown chapter, I am reminded how much I need the Lord to be there. Well, that's good. Our Father, we thank you for the challenges, the work that you need to do, the problems, the difficulties, the obstacles, that you come out of. And we know that it's so difficult. Father, we pray that you would help us to learn how you can put into practice what you have read. To be challenged in our heart to be that tree as if by the goodness of God. Father, we ask that grace to be able to understand how we can plant, develop a good, strong root system, and we will be able to bear fruit, and we will be able to continue to bear fruit even in the old age. And in times when there is a doubt, we pray that you will encourage and you will strengthen us. Help us a desire to be challenged in our hearts,
to examine our own hearts and our own lives. We pray tonight for the evening that we can decide. We pray that we will help us to those of us who are going to that, who encourage the hearts of our own brothers, that they may take part, they will become trees planted by rivers of water, looking for fruits to increase. We pray that you continue to lead us, guide us, bless us with the scripture. That you bless us to the pastors especially. That you will help them to grow strong deeply. They will not be able to help shoulder the weight of the need for the church. Yes. We pray that you will work in the mercy of grace, your strength, and Jesus' name.